Yeah, I showed up to be your North before. And I texted me something.
Sorry about that. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the UDRC Advisory Board meeting. We have representation from DOH, from USHI. Joe Curtin is here. Zach Barish representing USTC. USBE, we have a visitor taking notes.
David Soleil. I work in the Student Data Privacy Section. I'm their Chief Privacy Officer, Whitney Phillips, who can't be here today, and neither could Scott Jones.
So, representation, but not a decision maker, right? That's the clarification we got. All right. We have a full agenda, but we'll probably move through it quite quickly. The first thing is to ask if there's any changes that need to be made to the minutes of our last meeting. And if not, a motion to approve the minutes. All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're good. The minutes are officially approved from last meeting. Move on now to the MOU update.
As of like an hour ago, 2 hours ago, the MOU's finalized. Our contract people should have sent them back to each agency or each partner. So I don't, it might be your legal rep or whoever, but yeah, you should have them in hand. That's with the three education partners, so good job. Thanks. DOH, I know we're still working on. We're still reviewing the proposals that you've sent over. So I think our main focus has been on getting the one approved that we have with education partners, so we will be reviewing that probably before next advisory board. That's all I got on the MOU, unless someone has anything else.
Okay. Move on to the P20 update.
Okay, great. So we've been working diligently in the P20 metrics. So as far as the definitions are concerned, it's been included for USTC, USHI, and USBE, so all the partners. And as far as receiving a confirmation from the agencies, we're waiting on all three of you to give us confirmation. So I know that Kimberly and Joe are working with the institutional researchers to provide final confirmation.
If we have final confirmation, I think you're good to go.
We're good to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So that email that you sent back, that was to actually say that we are, that you guys agree to those definitions then? Is that correct?
Because yes, after our conversation. We had with, after we met at the UC offices, I don't know if there's any more confirmation that needs have happened.
Okay.
I mean, they had those concerns. Those concerns won't go away, but
okay.
I just would get an understanding that you know, those caveats and things be taken into consideration. They're good to go.
I think you're
fine.
Maybe there was a slight miscommunication because Kimberly had sent an email saying that they were going to move forward with sending it out to the other agencies. To the other schools to provide final sort of confirmation. But do you want to speak with her or with Kimberly before?
My understanding was it's already been out to the IR people. It's already been out to the budget people.
Okay.
I don't know of any additional feedback that we're waiting for.
No, so that's fine. That's fine with me. That's perfect. That's better for us.
As far as I know, I think we're ready to go.
Okay.
And last thing, I've responded to an email to Natalie on June 5th, which is the final touch-up, but haven't heard anything back. If that suggestion to her queries is approved, then I think we're good to go as well.
Okay. I think we're going to send you an updated version of the definitions with your perspective or your feedback and that. And then we just ask that you reply to that email saying confirmed or whatever.
As soon as I get home.
Okay. And as far as USB is concerned, Scott presented the definitions to the superintendents. And then we are going to be doing a presentation of these definitions in August of the August 2018 USB board meeting. Is that your understanding as well?
Sure.
Okay. Sounds good. So once all those definitions are complete, you know, that confirms to us that this is exactly how we're going to define them. So we have a June 26th presentation to the Education Interim Committee, where we're going to be presenting a first draft of all the metrics that we've visualized thus far. So it's about 11 metrics. And then, of course, these 11 metrics are for UC and USC and so on, so it actually creates more than 11 total metrics for individuals to view and sort of enjoy. So we have a really strong game plan for the delivery of this, and it's going to be a Tableau-based dashboard. And in the future, it'll be integrated. We'll migrate it to something more advanced, something like D3 or so on. But for now, for the delivery of this June 26th deadline, that's what we're going to be producing. So we hope to allow you guys to view it at some point in time in the near future as well. So we do require data from USB to move forward on some of the metrics, but we'll probably be speaking with Scott about that in the near future. So, questions, comments, concerns regarding the P20 metrics?
Is that June 20th?
26th.
Look on the Education Interim Committee's calendar right now. We have a meeting. They say they have a notice for June 20th, but I'm not seeing anything for June 26th. You said it was Education Interim?
We should maybe the 27th, or we try to have a deadline of the 26th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm sorry.
So they're meeting on June 20th and then not again until July 18th, according to their calendar.
Interesting.
We were given the information internally, so
okay.
We'll check into it, validate.
Okay. Seeing no questions?
Oh, it's just due by the 30th.
Yeah.
Oh. So probably it's for the July.
Okay.
Yeah, July.
So just bear in mind that this is just a first draft of the design and as well as the visualizations. We will, in the future, we'll improve on what we're creating, but we're pretty confident it's going to look really great. So, okay. The next item is the data communication specialist. So I want to introduce everyone to Skylar Scott. Originally from Utah, and currently completing his master's in economics, and he's focused on learning the hard skills required to succeed in the position in D3 and Tableau. Do you want to say a couple things about yourself?
Sure. Yeah, prior to this, I worked in financial services, specializing in international equity and international currency, and completed my master's degree in economics. Glad to be here.
So, as the data communication specialist, the main responsibilities will be to sort of parlay the complex messages that are going to be born from the research produced into sort of simple, digestible formats. So, visualizations, narratives, reports, and PowerPoint presentations, or things like that. So, he'll also be the point of contact for the external researchers and they're applying for access, as well as being the subject matter expert of our data and what we have available to them. We'll be creating standards for research design and style sheets, and we'll sort of be guiding the look and feel along with guidance from UDRC management of the UDRC. So, questions, comments, concerns?
Still you?
Yep. Still me. The next topic is the technical updates, which I have a lot to update the group here on. So the export application, we are meeting with your technology individuals because we need to update to version 1.2, which adds a versioning control for the exportable application. So what we'll do is that it'll check to see if it is the most up-to-date version of the exportable application, and then if it isn't, it'll update appropriately. And then the other thing is we need to make edits to your SQL statement to point away from your test databases to the actual live data. So we've already met with Yushi, and we successfully concluded that. So in light of the fact that the MOU is now signed, we'll probably move forward pretty quickly here and actually receiving the first historical packet of data from Yushi. So for USCC, we're meeting on the 14th, which is Thursday, to do this. And for USB, we're targeting next week to do so. So we haven't moved forward on this with DOH yet because we haven't really had the MOU. We haven't really been moving forward on that. But now that we're kind of moving towards there, I'm going to speak with David about having this conversation with your IT soonish. So probably in the next 2 weeks to 3 weeks. So is that acceptable for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The master person index algorithm and the de-identification modules have been complete, and I just received information that they've been successfully integrated in the current workflow, which includes importation, transportation, scheduling, and internal reporting. All this will be completed by late June. So we're targeting a late June for the core UDRC system completion. So pretty soon. So what that means is we're going to be able to receive data, import it, de-identify it, match it, and land it in our researchers' database. So that's going to be complete by June. So that's huge. Okay. We will have to do some additional work associated with finishing this, but we're pretty close to that. And in light of the MOU being signed and us having these conversations about updating the Explorer application as well as the SQL, we want to move really quickly once the core system is complete to receive data from you guys as soon as possible so that we can test the core system. Because it's been built, and we've been testing it with sort of test data, but we want to test it with live data to see if we have any issues, which we, of course, foresee that there will be bugs and issues that we're going to have to fix. But so the sooner that we get the data, the sooner we can test that. Do you have a question, Joe?
Yeah, are you running any type of validation reports to see if the reports that you're running are matching types of reporting that we've been doing in our own system? So, for example, we have counts of graduates. We run the same type of, similar type of report on your side to make sure that they've reported correctly.
So I think that this is a great idea, and I think that this is something that we will need to institute, almost like a calibration method. And so this will probably be something that will be engaging you and all the other individuals here to create a set of keystones so that we can calibrate our system to make sure that, yes, indeed, these fundamental and foundational how many people did Yushi graduate, for instance? That it matches with what you guys are saying. So we will be doing that. Yeah.
So for example, you should get similar counts of head count, FTE,
right,
graduates.
Yep.
Those core measures.
Yep.
That we use.
Yeah. So we'll work with you to figure out what those keystones are,
okay. And
then we'll implement that in our system to verify those things. Yeah. We want to make sure that we are as aligned as possible, given the structure and the nature of what we're doing.
Okay.
The last update is for our website phase two. So we're currently working diligently to construct the requirements for website phase two. And what this is going to be focusing on is the user interface and user experience for external researchers to request access to the UDRC data, view the status of their application, and for the UDRC team to manage those applications. In addition to all that, we also need to create the information technology infrastructure for those researchers to actually access the data, whether it be through Python or R. Some form of API needs to be created, and we are going to be sort of working towards that. In addition to that as well, a rules engine to prevent linkable PII from being an issue. So we're thinking some sort of machine learning process. So work will begin in July, and it will really extend until to be announced at this point in time. But we're probably targeting about 6 months. It could be longer depending on any complications or or any receivable issues. So with the complete of website phase two, that really completes the UDRC, the entire UDRC system. So we have the core system that we're finishing in June, which will allow our researchers to do research. And then this extended website phase two will allow other individuals, so external researchers, to do research within the P28 realm. So, questions, comments, concerns? You have something over here?
No, I was just going to say, we spent how many years working with HMH Choice, and is this going to be in place by the end of June? This a long time ago.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I think it's a testament to everyone's work here, not just ours.
Does anyone have any other items to be brought up today?
Have you started? Do you have a fee schedule yet for the researchers? Have you set up a fee schedule?
Did you do that? Did you guys do that with the rules?
The rules, yeah. But there's no fee schedule, right?
We know we had to work out the rules associated with it, which were put into place. I don't know if dollar amounts were attached
right.
to that. I think it probably will link back to what DWS has in place is just charging for hourly for staff at different levels. I think that's what they're going to follow at this point, but I'll look into it more to
but
see.
Are you asking for DOH or yes?
No, for external people.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking because I mean, it's at some level, you hope to be covering much of your costs with that. The legislature would appreciate that, I'm sure.
No, I don't.
When in the past they asked us how much of our costs we thought we'd cover, and I think I gave an estimate of $200 a year. I mean, I was basing it off of the activity that UDA, that's all I could go off of, activity from UDA. And it's, I mean, we'd like to hope that we drum up enough attention that there's more researchers accessing it more. But I don't, in the foreseeable future, want to create a narrative where we think we're going to cover all the costs by from researchers.
You think most of the users by internal users then?
I was going to say most external researchers are still going to be associated with, like Yushi, for instance, or they're going to be associated with some other group, and we will not charge those people.
Mm-hmm.
We just won't.
Or there are people who want it for free, like BBC Utah or other groups like that. Typically, when they want research done out of, say, my shop at the commissioner's office, they want us to do it for free. So whenever we do work for EDC Utah or United Way or others, it's typically done out of goodness of our heart. Charge for it. So
we have processes for requesting research through us.
We haven't. So that would always be an issue is. If they can get it from one, do they do it interim to try and get through it? And that would have to be addressed as well.
Yeah. So, like, if they're requesting data for just you, for Yushi, that's your purview. But if they're requesting data that you joined data from someone else, I would believe that you need to deliver them to us.
Mm-hmm.
Say, we don't do that. UDRC does that.
I would say that would need to be, that would need to be addressed in the business rules of the operation of URDC to make sure that there is an end around if you really do have a revenue a component to this of who is charged and who is not charged for services.
So I feel like the services we charge, there is no end around. There's no workaround because you don't have join data. You don't have join data. You don't have join data. So if they're coming to us, the only thing that we're going to provide is join data. So I don't think they have another
so
avenue to get what we...
Is coming to me and asking me to go to the UDRC and do it through my access.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I think that's on you to police. I don't know.
So if you have academics from university departments who would be wanting to do research for them or their students, they won't be charged because they're from a university?
So you're saying that if we have professors from
professors
the
and graduate
of
students
Utah
and,
who are part of USHI ultimately. Yeah, we want to charge them.
We didn't used to in DHS either. It's kind of a
unique. So a school teacher would be the same. It's like, oh, you're part of K-12 education.
They would have to work through UFBE, and UFBE would have to endorse or act on their behalf.
Yeah.
But we would hope that you're only acting on the behalf of your own people, that you wouldn't, like, you wouldn't ask us on behalf of EDC Utah, but you'd ask us on behalf of a Weber State professor.
Our own people in the official capacity of their
jobs. Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Some of this will have to be figured out as we go,
yeah.
But,
what's your general expectations? It would be nice to have general guidelines expectations. I think most of them are probably fairly well understood.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
It's nice often to have something written, because mm-hmm. when you get the person who thinks that they're the exception to the rule,
okay.
that falls into that you need to pay for this, but they want the exception. It's nice to have something written that you can fall back on and say, no, this is our written policy.
We can go back to the governance.
And that is in the rules about who's a primary requester and who's an ancillary requester.
I think it was originally in the legislation, wasn't it, to a certain extent?
I think it was. But in the rules, it basically spells out that we will provide the requester an estimate, and they need to complete the estimate. We send them a form and send back to us before we would complete that. So that will be part of our website, phase two of putting those instructions on there.
We did send the rules. We'll resend the rules out if you guys want to read through them and see if there's maybe some holes where you think that we need to fill it in the governance document or something like that. We can do that, but we'll distribute this. Anything else on data requests and fee schedule? Okay.
Dave Wilson has asked that I just take care of everything. He doesn't want to receive those emails anymore.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Just like he has to call on cards, Dave and Joseph Demma can also be taken off.
Okay, so we'll take Dave Holston Human, Joe Demma off the mailing list.
Okay.
And make sure that Zach there is on it.
He wants to make sure that that's the official, that I'm the official appointee to this group.
Okay.
So he doesn't want to be shown as excused anymore
on the
meetings.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just that way.
Okay. Navina will replace my role.
Okay.
Exactly.
But as far as health goes, currently, Mark, you're the designee of.
Right.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand that. So, in health, the health data, it doesn't come from the department per se. I mean, local health departments run the WIC programs, for example, under contract. So, what if local health department wants to do some studies on WIC participants in their area, are they now considered part of us because they contribute data even though they're not part of us?
We've had this conversation actually at the EKITS advisory board. And so my recommendation was that they would have to work through DOH so you guys internally would have to make a decision whether or not you guys want to send them to us and say yes, they're in for this instance. They're considered part of DOH, and so therefore we programmatically treat them as DOH for this instance. So that's you guys are going to have to kind of make those decisions on a case by case basis.
And which is good, because that would allow. I want to make sure that a contributor is not going to then get charged for getting in a sensitive
data. No. We don't want to do that either. But we also want we understand that you guys are in a kind of different situation because you have kind of these tendrils that don't necessarily report to you guys directly, like structurally, but you need some way to make sure that those are not being, that the access is not being abused in a way.
Yeah, we fund a lot of programs, but they definitely consider themselves independent, just getting grants from us. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can totally tell from those meetings that they like rogue agents over there.
Yeah, if you went to the ICC meeting, you just. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other discussion items? Anything else? Okay. So, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Is there a public comment?
Oh, yes. I apologize. Anyone? Any public comment? Anyone? Thanks for reminding me. No public comment, so motion to adjourn. I think Zach gave a motion.
Do we have each meeting set up? Do we already have them on schedule?
Mm.
We were hoping you'd set the next one.
By accident again. Yeah. My calendar just reprints what I have, so I hit the button and boom.
Let's see. We don't have Kimberly here to give her. You're just here just this one time, right, Joe? We don't have Kimberly here to comment on her schedule. We don't have Scott here. What do you think, Gail? Would you rather send out a doodle poll, or do you want us to try and pick a date?
Doodle poll's fine.
Okay, so we'll do a doodle poll for next time.
Make an appointment.
Given that they're not here. Okay, did I get everything this time? So we do have a motion on the table to adjourn. I don't think we have a second. And all in favor? Yay. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.